practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, as this is the Lord's Day, the day when Christians all around the world will be gathering with others of like precious faith to sing praises unto God and to lift Him up because of the great God that He is. We're going to begin the program this morning with a song entitled, Sing Unto the Lord. Singing to the Lord is one of the ways to worship and praise Him, and I do trust that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today, and when the hymns are sung, that you'll not just stand there and listen to others, but that you will participate and lift your voice in singing unto the Lord for the great God that He is. Well, truly, it's a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We thank the Lord for the opportunity that we've had to bring you this broadcast on this same radio station for many, many years. And truly, if the program is a blessing to you, or if God is using it in your life, we would love to hear from you. So why don't you sit down and drop us a note when you get the opportunity to do so. We would appreciate that very, very much. And you can send that note to the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And by the way, if you have a prayer request or a question about the Bible or even about your own walk with the Lord, you can give us a call as well. And that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Please go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. I've often said on this broadcast that we are a full-service church, which means that we have something for every age and in many different divisions of our ministry. I think we have something like 30 different ministries that stem out of the Faith Baptist Church. And so if you want to be involved with a church that has many ministries, come on out and join us. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday we have services as well. Those services begin at 6:30 with the children and youth ministry, as well as a special ministry to single moms. And then at 7 o'clock we gather as adults in the auditorium of the church for a prayer meeting and Bible study. And right now, Dr. Chris Davis is leading us through a tremendous study of the book of Ephesians. And so we would invite you to come on out and to be involved with us. Pray for us here at the Faith Baptist Church, that God will give us direction, that we might always do what he would have us to do for his honor and for his glory. Now, last week I mentioned that when the broadcast was being produced, I was literally over in Kenya, East Africa. We were over there for a conference and had over 1,000 pastors and Christian leaders come together. And the theme of the ministry was actually ministering in the 21st century. And of course, that particular conference was a ministry that was put on by our sister ministries here at the Way of Truth at the Faith Baptist Church, which is the Way of Truth Ministries. And for those of you who prayed for us, I want to thank you for doing so, because God richly blessed. And of course, we're back now in the United States and looking forward to even going to church today ourselves here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. So thank you for praying for that ministry. Truly, God has given us, that is the Way of Truth Ministries, our sister ministry, a very vital ministry there in Kenya. Our desire is to train the believers there to do the work of the ministry. It is an ongoing ministry that we have, and I would encourage you to be praying for us. And by the way, if you want to know a little bit more about this sister ministry that we call the Way of Truth Ministries, well, just don't hesitate to give us a call. We'll be delighted to share with you all that we do. We've got missionaries around the world, 72 indigenous missionaries, and you can learn more about that ministry at wotbm.org. That's wotbm.org. So we are very much involved with ministry, both here at the church and around the world through the Way of Truth Ministries. Please continue to pray for us on a regular basis. But truly, what a blessing it is to have you there listening to the program today, whether it's by the radio or by your telephone or your iPad or your computer, however it may be. Truly, we do thank the Lord for the pleasure of your company. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you once again for the great God that you are. We thank you that you've given us another day in which we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And I do pray, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice today has a personal relationship with you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that they are also growing in you through applying your word to their lives every day. And then indeed, Lord, I pray that everyone will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church, that they may worship you along with others of like precious faith. Take this broadcast today, Lord, and use it for your honor and glory, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith played on the organ. And, you know, the organ is an instrument that many churches don't use today. But I love the sound of the organ, and here is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, played by Joyce Lambertson on the organ. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, where the Word of God says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." That's from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. And now, before I deliver a message entitled "The Key to Pleasing God," here is Dr. Al Smith, an old friend of mine, singing a song that he actually wrote many years ago entitled "Have Faith in God."
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burden thrust upon you make you tremble, and you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, His word is true.
Silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, His word is true. He cares for you.
You know, I've been in the pastoral ministry for over 50 years. And down through those 50 years, many, many times over again, I've had people come to me and say, Pastor Gary, what must I do to please God? And I think that's a very important question. And I'm very thankful for the fact that as we read the Word of God, the Bible is very clear as to what it takes to please Him. We find that answer on what it takes to please God in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And you might keep in mind that Hebrews 11 is actually a chapter that's dedicated to presenting to us what we call the Hall of Faith. It talks about the many people, particularly in the Old Testament, who had faith in God. And notice what it says in verse 6 of Hebrews 11, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And so you see, the answer as to what is the key to pleasing God is the concept of faith. We don't please God through our good morality or through our good works, although those are very important things. But if we really want to please God, it takes faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means that if we don't have faith in God, we cannot please God no matter what it is we do, no matter how many times we go to church, no matter how many times we read the Bible, no matter how many times we sing songs. The fact of the matter is, without faith, we cannot please God. So the question is, what is faith? Well, faith can be defined in a number of ways. Years ago, I saw an acrostic that said that faith is forsaking all, I trust Him. F-A-I-T-H. You got it? Forsaking all, I trust Him. And there's a lot of truth in that, because faith in relationship to God simply means taking God at His word, believing everything that God says without doubting it, and putting it to use, putting it to practice in our individual lives. I ask you today, are you a person of faith? Many times you'll hear that phrase used in reference to somebody else. They'll say, well, so-and-so is a man or a woman of faith. And I'm not sure all the time what that means. Does that mean that they are just religious? Does that mean that they regularly attend church? Or does it mean that they have a real vital relationship with God? You see, genuine faith that takes God at His word results in a real vital relationship with God. And that's what I want to talk with you about here this morning. Three things I want to bring to your attention as it relates to active faith that pleases God. First of all, we need to recognize that by faith we are saved. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, salvation means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. We are not saved through our good works. We are not saved through our religious activities. We are saved by trusting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior through faith. You see, Jesus Christ died on the cross, and on that cross, he bore the sins of each and every one of us. And then on the third day, he arose again triumphantly for each and every one of us, so that the whole world can have the opportunity to be saved through faith in his name. And so that's really where faith begins, by trusting Jesus Christ alone as Savior. Have you done that? If you have done that, then you certainly are in that category of those who are pleasing God. If you've not done that, no matter how religious or how morally good you are not pleasing the Lord. And so faith begins by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And then as we continue to look at this concept of faith, we see that not only is it true that by faith we are saved, but also by faith we live in the Christian life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, it says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Think of that. We walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, as Christians who please the Lord, we depend upon God to get us through every situation that we face, even though we cannot yet see the outcome. We are depending upon God to provide. That simply means that on a consistent day-by-day basis, we trust God for his direction in our life. We trust God for his provision for our life. We trust God for his wisdom as we go throughout life. And we trust God for strength in the circumstances of life. By faith, we live. I don't know about you, but many times I get up in the morning and have various circumstances that I need to go through. And I say, Lord, how in the world am I going to get through all of these things? Well, many times God does not show me right away. But he does, in his word, teach me that I live every day by trusting him. And as I have faith in him, at the end of that day, I can look back to see what God has done. That's what it means to live by faith, taking a step-by-step situation in our life, a step-by-step dependence, I should say, on God. We might not be able to see the direction that God is leading us right away, but as we take that step-by-step direction depending upon God, then we will be able to see God work in our life. And so by faith we are saved, and by faith we live. But also, by faith we please God. Again, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's a very interesting verse. It clearly says that without faith we cannot please God. But then it talks about the three elements of faith. First of all, the intellectual faith is the belief that God exists. If we are going to live by faith, we must first of all believe that he is the God of the universe, the God of eternity. Obviously, we must believe that if we are going to have faith in God. We can't have faith in God if we don't believe that he is. And that's what we call the intellectual faith. We must believe that he is. And then we see the emotional faith, where it says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Emotionally, we must recognize that God does reward us when we have faith in him. That's why we trust in him for our salvation. That's why we trust in him for our day-by-day living, because emotionally, we believe that he will meet our needs no matter what those needs may be. But then there is the volitional element of faith, where it says, He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That is, those who earnestly depend upon him as the Savior of their lives and the sustainer of their lives. The question is, Do you diligently seek the Lord? You see, intellectual faith itself will not save. Emotional faith itself will not save. But volitional faith, combined with the intellectual and the emotional elements of faith, will save an individual and also will give that individual the strength that they need to live for the Lord. And so the question is, are you pleasing God today? You just won't please God through your good morality or religious activities. It goes back to having faith in Him. By faith are you saved. By faith do you live. And by faith do you please God. So take God in His Word. Now somebody might ask the question, well, how does faith grow to the point that I can really trust God? Well, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 gives that answer when it says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The more you and I are in the Word of God and read it and study it, the more you and I are taught the Word of God, and the more you and I hear the preaching of the Word of God, the more our faith is going to grow in God. So do everything that you can to be in the Word of God, obey the Word of God, put yourself into a situation where you are taught the Word of God, do what the Word of God says, and your faith in God will grow and you'll be pleasing unto the Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with faith, you can please God and see God work in your life. I trust that the message has been an encouragement to your heart today. And I want to thank you so very much for joining us by way of radio. And until next Sunday, this is Pastor Gary Dahl saying thank you for listening. Keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you, my friends.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.